Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Bonjour, hello Roller Coaster Riders. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Roller Coasting with me, your host, Megano. Oh yeah. If you're listening on time, happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Do you know what? Thursday is a new Friday to me. I love Thursdays. I know I can't like, yeah, I kind of get like a bit of a free pass in that because I don't work in an office or something because you still have to go to work the next day. But to me, there's something about a Thursday that is so exciting. I think you get so excited for the weekend on a Thursday. The next day is Friday. It's good vibes only. So happy Thursday to all. I am just getting over the cold. I actually literally jinxed myself. So now I'm going to start being more superstitious because on like last week sometime, I was with Erin and she had this cold and I said,
I have not had the cold in literally years.
Woke up next day, boom.
Loaded with a cold.
It's not been like the absolute worst, but there was one day, like 2 days ago, I felt horrific. I felt so, so bad. But I'm just like really choked up, husky voice, heavy head, sore eye sockets.
It's the sore eye sockets that get me. That's the worst.
Behind your eyes. Oh, it's such a horrible pain. Anyway, I am getting over it. I'm just a bit choked up still, but like my head's not really sore and I can got on with the day, thank God. I hate feeling unwell and being like out of service. Like when I'm unwell and it disrupts my plans. Not much to fill you in on. I had a nice quiet weekend, which was much needed. I've had a great start to the week. It's currently Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. Monday was pretty lit, guys. Monday was pretty cool. Can't tell you everything I've done. But I just done some cool shit, right? And one of the cool things I done was go and see Oren Moore, where my live podcast event, which is basically in 3 weeks' time, that's coming around so fast. I got to go see the venue and it made me so excited. It made it like really sink in. This is actually happening now, like actually seeing it, seeing where you guys will be coming in, seeing where the VIPs go. everything's just kind of coming together. I've found an outfit. I've sorted pretty much all the goodie bags for all my VIPs. Like, the show is underway. I'm actually so, so excited. When I done a live podcast event the last time, it was honestly just quite stressful. And I think, like, I really picked the timing sillily. Like, I was moving out my flat. I was away on work trips. There was a lot going on. And I feel like I was just really, really stressed. This time round, especially because I'm working with Gigs in Scotland, majorly, because I'm actually working with, like, an events concerts group, it's, oh, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It's an absolute breeze. So I'm really, really, really enjoying it. So excited for the next 3 weeks. I don't really want it to, like, happen and it's done. You know what I mean? I'm one of those people that's like, I get sad when Christmas is closed because I'm like, oh no, it's really done. Like, I can't even enjoy the actual day because I'm too busy thinking about the fact it's also almost done. But anyway, really excited for Rollercoaster Live. Today is Tuesday. Funny story, I actually thought today was Abigail's birthday. Like, I don't know, I just woke up this morning and thought it's Abigail's birthday today. So I texted her this really long, heartfelt text message saying happy birthday. And she replied like, Megan, this is so nice. Like, I literally have a tear in my eye. But she was like, it's not my birthday. Her birthday is in fact tomorrow. I'm not that far off, but it's so funny because I literally woke up, I was like, first thing I'm going to do is text Abigail, blah, 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 put my heart and soul in this message. Thank God I read a reply before I took it to her Instagram stories. Next step was Instagram stories, digging out all these gorgeous pics of me and Abigail, but it's actually her birthday tomorrow, but at least I was there first. But we're going out for dinner for her birthday tonight, which is why I obviously thought her birthday was today. We're going out tonight for her dinner. Birthday dinner. This morning, I've just been working away, doing some jobs. And once I'm done recording this, I'm actually off to see my aesthetics girly, my aesthetics skin girly, Zara. Let's plug her. Skins, that's skin with a Z, aesthetics. She's so good. If you're based in like the South Side, I think that's where I live. And I think that's where Zara is. South Side of Glasgow, she's amazing. Lovely skin ever. Also, so gorgeous. I sit there. She must think I'm so weird sometimes. I just stare at her face, like her body, her hair, her everything. She's absolutely freaking gorgeous. So that's where I'm off to next. I'm off to see my aesthetics girly. I think I'm going to get my lips done, some Botox, and a Neofound top up, which is like injectable skincare. So I said to myself before I sat down to record this episode, remember and take paracetamol halfway through it so that it's not as painful. And then I thought, how crazy is that? Like, how crazy that I am literally about to go and get several needles put in my face in like an hour, and I just think that's like normal. Isn't that so bizarre? So guess what we're talking about today, guys? Today we are talking about aesthetics procedures, surgical procedures, all of the low-key crazy, crazy things we do to alter our appearance. I'm going to be talking about my own personal experience with aesthetics procedures and the pros and cons, and is it really worth it? Let's get into it.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
First ever aesthetics procedure I had done was lip filler. I believe I was 19 or 20, I'm sure I was. I honestly do think I was 19. Now that I am 25, an older gal, I do think 19 sounds really, really young to be going and getting aesthetic procedures. But at the time, I felt more than ready for it. I felt that it was absolutely the right age. I was old enough, I was mature enough to make that kind of decision. And I do think I was. I don't regret that whatsoever. I do think that is fair. But it is funny how your mind changes the older you get. And when I first told my mum and dad I was going to get my lips done, oh my God, all hell broke loose. Like, this was not taken well at home at all. This was not received well. My mum and dad were so angry, like saying to me, no, you will not be getting your lips done, like not when you're under our roof. And I was just like, no. That's probably when I started becoming quite defiant.
Is that the word?
So I got lip filler before I ever had any tattoos. And this was kind of the first thing.
Apart from bleaching my hair, because he didn't really support that either.
But getting lip filler was like really, really a big deal to my mum and dad. Like they thought this was absolutely crazy. Like they did not realise it is actually quite a normal thing that a lot of girls do these days. But to them, this was really mega. And I put my foot down and I said, no, I'm going to be doing it, guys, whether you like it or not. It's my body, my lips. I'll be choosing if I want to fill them up with filler. So I did go ahead and get them done. I'm pretty sure I only got half a mil the first time. I don't think I got a full mil. So honestly, the difference actually wasn't that drastic. And I definitely needed them done. Like, I'm sorry. I am all here for, like, it's weird because I'm in two minds where I'm like, embrace your natural beauty, embrace like your quirks, your imperfections. Like, that's what makes you you. Like, why are we tampering with it? Part of me thinks like that, but then the other part of me thinks if you feel insecure about something and it like genuinely bugs you day to day, if the option's there to go fix it, then you should be allowed to go fix it. So I'm really torn between a rock and a hard place. But when I look back at photos of me pre-lip filler, like I so support that I got lip filler and I don't regret it one bit. I've never regretted it this whole time. Like 5 years later, whatever, and I've continued to get them done. I've never regretted getting it done, ever. I genuinely do think, no offence to me, I absolutely need this filler in my lips. I'm actually hoping without it. And that's where it gets a wee bit tricky, I think. Like, for me, I feel a bit like, oh, like morally wrong sometimes because I obviously get my lips done. One, I promote it because quite often I would get it done free of charge in exchange for a post. And who doesn't want things that are free of charge? Because these procedures can be quite expensive. So, of course, if someone offers me it for free in return for a post, it's a very enticing enticing offer. And two, I feel like I absolutely owe it to share that I've had my lips done. Like, imagine I just went about pretending these are my normal lips. Like, no, I've never had lip filler, no. No, I just naturally look like that. Like, that might be good in the sense that I'm not promoting lip filler and I'm not influencing people to go and get aesthetic procedures, but it's bad in the sense I'm literally flat out lying. So I am very open about the fact I've had my lips done. And I know some people might not like that because it could be like affecting other people and they might think, oh, if she's had it done, I need to get it done. Or does that mean I need my lips done? Is this a new in-trend thing to do? And I definitely do disagree that like aesthetic procedure, agree that aesthetic procedures shouldn't be a trend and it shouldn't be something you do just because everyone else is doing it. Like, I do believe you should only get the aesthetic procedures that you feel like you need to fix your insecurities, if that makes sense. So yeah, I definitely am a bit, oh, I don't know, like when I post about getting my lips done or getting like any other sort of aesthetic procedure, I do feel a bit like, oh, like, I feel almost a wee bit bad because I would hate for, like, a teenager, like, a really young teenager to see my post of me promoting lip filler and them thinking in their brains, oh, that's something I need to do. Like, older girls are doing that, I need to do that. Like, I would hate for people to think they have to get something done because I'm posting about it, but then I also can't lie about it, you know? Real tough one. So I've been getting lip filler for about 5 years, maybe six now. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be 26 soon. Anyway, you know what? No, I'm embracing it. The late 20s, I have absolutely loved being 25. This has been the best year of my life. So maybe 26 is going to be even better. But I've been getting lip filler now for like 5 or 6 years. And people do still say to me though, oh, yours do look natural. Yours hasn't like migrated or whatever. And I do think it's because I only ever get small amounts. I'm not saying, oh, I do it the right way or blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone has different goals and different desires and what they're looking for to get their lips done. Like, people want 2 mils, get 2 mils. Absolutely go for it, babes. But I do think the reason that Ming's has never been like too much, and I've never felt the need to like get mine dissolved, and it hasn't really migrated, and they do still look kind of natural. Well, I mean, that's up to you. It's because I only ever get small amounts, so I would never get more than half a mil. And to be honest, these days I don't even get half a mil. Like today, I'll get like 0.3. So it's like even less than half. It's almost like a quarter, I suppose. I'm quite bad at maths. But just like a wee bit, and it just plumps them up, gives them a bit more definition, makes them in proportion with my face as well. Like I feel like before I had lip filler, it made my nose look really, really big. Honestly, they were so out of proportion. I literally had like wee slits of paper for lips. Like they were so small. Honestly, I could barely even get lip liner around them. They were that small. I will be completely honest and completely transparent here. I think getting your lips done, is the most painful, burniest. It's just honestly, it's the hands down the worst procedure I have ever had done. Like tattoos are less painful. Probably breaking my foot was less painful. I generally, me and my pain tolerance, think it is the worst of the worst. Obviously, I've not been hit by a bus or anything to compare it to things like that. But through the pain I've experienced in my life, I feel like I would definitely put getting your lips done at top place. I've just took my paracetamol for it now. Hope that kicks in. So there is a pain element. I'm actually really nervous because I've not had my lips done in a year. So I've kind of low-key forgot how bad it is. And I know I always say to myself, oh my God, this was so much worse than I remembered. So I've definitely got that to look forward to in the next hour. So there's the pain element. And then there's also the element of sometimes it can go wrong. One of my friends got their lips done. And I can't remember like what the actual problem was, but I think it like hit like a nerve or something in their lip, a vein or something.
Do you even get veins in your lips? I don't know.
Veins are freaky. Like, I do not like veins. I really, although I do like when like a boy, aka Pav, has like, we can see the veins in his hands or his arms, like see when he's been to the gym. Oh wow, that's really attractive. Oh, TK. Oh my God, let's do an episode about things, weird things I find attractive. Oh, I'm going to put that in my notes so I don't forget. Let's see. Notes. Okay, it's in my notes. Maybe do that next week. Maybe I could do that with a guest. Oh, that would be fun. Okay. Right. Anyway, moving on. What was I saying there? Veins. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I don't know what actually happened, but like the needle went in somewhere it shouldn't have, basically. And it then like affected the lip and it made it like all drippy and I don't know, just made it really weird. So lips can definitely go wrong. And obviously some people get their lips done and they might think they're like too big or like not the right shape or they've just been like botched. And then it's like, why did you even bother? There is that huge risk of them going wrong. And I mean, it's on your face. Like it's literally your lips. There's no avoiding that. There's no hiding that. That is just unfortunately what you're going to then look like. So I totally, totally, totally understand why there's people out there who don't agree with lip filler, who can't wrap their head around it, who don't understand it, who think it's
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Really silly, but for me, I love it. and I continue to do it, evidently. Like, the confidence it gives me in my lips. Like, when I'm actually so excited to get these done today, because I know, like, tomorrow, like, they might be a bit swollen or bruised today, but, like, tomorrow or the day after, I'll just have this newfound confidence. So you just put on a wee bit of lip balm and they're, like, glossy and you just feel so good about yourself. That's what we're here for. And I'm genuinely not, I hope I can make that clear enough, I'm genuinely not promoting, oh, go out and fill your face with filler and you'll feel amazing. But for me, I've always been really insecure about my lips. They were always too small. So fixing them with a wee bit of lip filler every so often, not going overboard, just little bits as and when I need it, fixes that problem for me. And therefore, I will continue to do it and I won't feel bad about doing it. The only other filler, or technically aesthetic procedure, really, I don't know if nail found counts as an aesthetic procedure. It probably does. But that's like skincare. That's not like to alter like your shape or anything like that. Botox is something else I have had. I actually got that when I honestly was maybe like 21 or 22, which is obviously quite young to be getting Botox. I think I certainly always associated Botox with something that, like, more mature ladies, I'm using my words wisely, more mature ladies would get when you start getting wrinkles, etc. But I started getting Botox when I was in my early 20s, only in my two frown lines, like, next to your eyebrows. I don't know why I have these permanent deep lines on my face. I have two frown lines. My left one is much worse than the right one. And I think the only conclusion I can come up with is that when it is sunny outside, I like screw my face up because it hurts my eyes. But I'm like, how much was I doing that to have these literal static lines in my face? Like, they are so deep. Like, I put on makeup and it just sinks in. It's another thing I've always been really insecure about. It's the first thing I see in photos of myself. That way, I mean, people probably also do see it. Like, there's no way you don't see it. But people probably don't think about it anywhere near as much as I think about it. Like, I look in the mirror and it is the first thing I see. So I started getting Botox in that in my early 20s to try and fix it. But it's pretty much permanent damage. Like, I don't think there is a way of fixing it. If I get Botox in it every so often, it kind of, like, lessens how harsh it is, but it's still always there. So I do need to get that topped up today. And now that I am 25, I have started getting Botox, like, just in my general forehead. So apparently the rules are, not the rules, apparently the way is, oh my God.
Can I just speak sense?
Apparently what happens is if you start getting wrinkles, like, just from aging, as we all do, like, if you get Botox after that, it's not going to reverse them, much like the frown lines in my face. So apparently you're supposed to, like, if you really don't want to have wrinkles, you should start getting Botox before you get wrinkles. I hate saying this because I feel like I'm, like, really promoting getting Botox. Don't get Botox if you don't want it. If you don't care that you might have wrinkles one day, amazing. I wish I was like you, because I do care. As well, I think the problem is, for me, sorry, I'm just ramble-jambling on this. I actually didn't make notes for this episode, and it freaking shows, to be honest. But the problem is, for me as well, is I abused sunbeds for years. Years, I regret it so much now. Everyone would always say to me, Megan, you're going to regret this, you're going to regret this. And I never believed I would, but I do. For multiple different reasons, beside the obvious, which I don't need to get into, but besides the biggest risk of all in your skin, melanoma, just like the effects it has on your skin, like how it makes it look. Like, yeah, I might have been bronzed and super tanned during summer the past 2 years, but now I have skin, honestly, like a leather couch. It makes me sick. Like, the skin on my face and on my chest, it has now gotten better because I've really put time and effort into fixing it and gotten Neo found this injectable skincare that kind of helps it, and really started taking care of my skincare, all that malarkey. But honestly, the, like, wrinkles and probably permanent damage I've done from those years of abusing the sunbeds, it ain't it. My point to that story was, I think all of my sunbeds sped up the procedure of me getting wrinkles. Like, I look at so many of my friends' faces and I'm like, oh, why does your skin look decades younger than mine? When either, one, they're older than me, or two, 3 months younger than me or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's really not age between us, but they look so much younger than me. And I can only put that down to the sheer fact that I abuse sunbeds. So I kind of feel like I've left myself no option but to get Botox. Would I still get it if I didn't use sunbeds? Probably, because I just personally don't really want wrinkles. If I can avoid getting wrinkles, I'm going to do it. And that's up to me. Other people, some of my friends, like Nadine, never had Botox in her life. I don't think she'll ever, ever need it because Nadine's never used sunbeds. She doesn't like lie out and sunbathe when she's on holiday because Nadine is just like naturally much paler and fairer than me. So like, she just wouldn't take a tan. So she's not tempted by the sun to go out and sizzle in it like me. I'm like, oh, sun, I might get tanned. I just lie there all day long in an uncomfortable pit of sweat. Whereas Nadine doesn't do that. So her skin looks like she has just came out the womb. Meanwhile, my skin looks like it's at the end of its life. So, yeah. One thing I've not had and don't think I'll ever have is like jaw filler or cheek filler or like in my chin and stuff. And like, no shade, absolutely no shade. Who would I be to start throwing shade on other aesthetic procedures when I'm Mrs. Lips and Botox here? But the reason I wouldn't do it is because it's just not something I'm actually interested in. Like, I'm not insecure about my jaw shape or my cheekbones. Like, they don't bother me. So therefore, I'm like, I wouldn't bother getting into that. Like, I've seen before, like, some girls will go and get, like, a wee bit of something everywhere and they look phenomenal. Like, they look so, so good. They have literal model faces. Absolutely gorgeous. And in the moment, I'm like, oh, that could be tempting. But then, for me, how I justify getting, like, aesthetic procedures is, like, I will get that if I've been insecure about it and I've been thinking about it. If I've not been thinking about it and I've never been insecure about something, I'm not going to start tweaking it. The good old phrase is, why fix something that isn't broken? Not that my small lips are ever broken, but you know what I mean. The other thing with aesthetic procedures and, like, filler and stuff that is quite scary is that, like, it kind of can come in and out of trend. Like, when lip filler first came about and I started getting it, the goal was to have really big lips. Like, people would get, like, at least a mil, maybe, like, a mil and a half. Like, everyone had really big lips, and that's what was really, really in, was the huge lips. And for a while, like, cheek filler was really in, jaw filler was really in. Sorry, now I've got the hiccups, hold on. Yeah, for a while, getting filler just, like, here and everywhere was, like, a bit of a trend. Like, for example, Molly Mae, like, she does not need, in my opinion, anything. She's absolutely gorgeous, stunning face, natural beauty, just stunning girl. And then, mind when she came off Love Island, she went and got all this filler, looked like a different person, and then just got it all dissolved again because that was, like, the trend. And it is sad, and that is what I'm against when it comes to aesthetic procedures, is, like, it being a trend. Like, it being, like, the fucking Samba of the shoe world right now. Like, everyone's got a pair of Sambas because they're in trend. Not necessarily everyone needed a pair of Sambas, i.e. me. Not necessarily everyone wanted a pair of Sambas, not necessarily everyone thought about Sambas in the past, but everyone has them, so it kind of feels a bit weird not to be included on also having a pair aimed at myself here. And I think that's what happens with filler sometimes. Like, there is an absolute trend going about, oh, everyone's getting filler in their jaw, I'll just do the same. That seems like the next right thing to do, and that's what I'm against, because it is your face. It's not a pair of shoes that, okay, if you stop wearing them Monday, it's not the end of the world. Sell them on Vinted or whatever. Pass them on to your wee sister. This is your face you're tampering with. And as much as a lot of these things are reversible, it's like, what if it does go wrong, though? What if your face never fully goes back to what it used to be? I really do think if you're going to be getting any aesthetic procedure, you really need to be doing it for you. Like, you need to think about, why am I actually getting this? Is it because my friend got it and she looks really nice and now it's kind of tempted me? Or is it because I've had this insecurity and the option is there to fix it, and I've really thought about it for a long period of time, and I think this could actually bring me a lot of self-confidence? That's why you need to be doing it. You know something that really, really riles me up? Something that really bugs me and makes me so angry when I see it is if, for talking sake, a celebrity, let's make up a celebrity, Mrs. Lucy Strawberry, right? Lucy Strawberry has went and got all this filler, right? Maybe she has taken it a wee bit too far. Maybe she's like quite unrecognisable of how she used to look a couple of years ago. In your opinion, maybe her lips are too big or she's, in your opinion, ruined herself. Okay, right? But she puts up a picture, not referencing the filler, not talking about it, just a normal wee picture of her about to go out for a nice day out. She's in a good mood, feeling good about herself, puts it up and people start commenting. Oh, you've ruined yourself with this. You've got too much filler. Blah, 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 blah. That winds me up so much. I mean, obviously, just that's technically could come under like trolling, and there's nothing good to come from trolling. But people who like to tell people they have ruined themselves with filler or they've took it too far with filler, I'm like, let's think about this for a second. The reason they probably got filler in the first place is because they feel insecure about something. They've got this filler. Okay, it's maybe not helped, or it's maybe not given them the result that maybe they hoped they'd get, or maybe you don't like their result. Maybe they do. Maybe they like the result and you just don't like the result. Why do you think it is nice or productive in any way to tell them that they don't look any better? They were already insecure about it, and you think by telling them, you've wrecked yourself with that, by the way, that's going to help. Let's make it make sense. That really does bother me when people give their unwanted opinions. Like, it's hard because I get it. Like, maybe if it's coming from a place of love, which would not be in the Instagram comment section, by the way. But, like, maybe you want to say to your friend or something, I don't know, or your daughter or something, oh, like, you don't need that. Like, don't get as much sun next time or something. I don't know. Maybe you're genuinely coming from a place of love. But I absolutely hate when people like troll online and say, oh, you've wrecked yourself with this, because it's a much bigger insecurity than you probably realise. And like writing something like that, what good is possibly going to come? Really, really, really bothers me. Also, just getting hate in general for getting procedures, like, I, as I said, sometimes can feel a wee bit like weird about posting it, because I don't want to seem like I'm telling young girls to go out and change their face and change how they look. Like, I don't. But also, there isn't anything wrong with you going and fixing something that you feel insecure about. Like, I'm not saying everyone go get your lips done. I'm saying I've got my lips done. If anyone is feeling how I was feeling insecure about them before, you could go to my girl. I definitely recommend her. There's definitely a fine line of like trying to be helpful and suggesting and showing off a good person's work or making people believe that they also need work done. A fine line. But you know what, guys? It is 2024 now. Let's this year not be giving people hate for getting aesthetic procedures done. At the end of the day, everyone's their own person. What they choose to do with their face, their body, their style, their appearance, that is up to them, and it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. But why it should really bother you how someone else looks, it shouldn't. Like, I get it if it's your daughter or something and you want to just protect them and make sure that they don't ruin themselves or blah, blah, blah. But it's their body, it's their choice. They have to make that decision ultimately. And if people want to go out and do anything that you consider wacky, then fine. Fine. What's it to you? So to conclude, where do I think aesthetic procedures are worth it? I do. I absolutely do. For me, I know the confidence that like getting my lips done or getting Botox in an area that I'm really, really insecure about and it like bugs me on a day-to-day basis. I think I am so thankful that these procedures are available and I can go and get these done because it makes me feel better about me. And that's what's important here. Like, you need to do what makes you feel good.
Good.
What makes you feel good. Like, don't do what everyone else is doing. And don't feel like you need to just get something done because your favourite celebrity has it done. if you have something you want to go and fix, I genuinely believe you should be able to go and get it done, and nobody should pass judgment on it, and you shouldn't be made to feel bad about it. It's there for a reason. And on that note, I'm going to wrap this up and wrap myself up because it is absolutely freezing outside. Like, see, as soon as Christmas is done, I'm not here for the cold weather. Let's move on, guys. Let's start getting those light mornings back on track. Let's heat the place up a wee bit. My flat has honestly been resembling Antarctica for way too long now. I just can't cope with how cold it is in here. The high ceilings are gorgeous, but gee whiz, it is so, so cold in here. I'm ready for it to brighten up, guys, whenever you are, Mother Nature, whenever you're ready, babes. But I'm going to wrap up because it's absolutely freezing outside, and I'm going to go and get my lips done and my Botox and maybe some Neofound. And sorry, this was a bit all over the place. I didn't make notes and it definitely shows, but I just thought I'd have a little bit of a chat about aesthetic procedures. And if anyone's making you feel bad for going and getting them, tell them to, they're there for a reason. And just make sure when you are getting these things done, you really, really think about it. You're aware of the pros, the cons. It's not a rushed, impulsive decision. Don't mess up your face. You only get one. Okay? I love you all so much, my roller coaster riders. Thanks so much for listening for another week. And I'll see you again next week. I'm hoping the things that have arrived to make a cute set. No, I'm hoping the things I've ordered have arrived by next week to make like a cute set and really get this video element up, you know? But we'll see you then. I love you all. Have a fantastic weekend. Big kisses.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.